Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Go Big with B. I am your host, Bailey Ortega. I am an LSU volleyball student athlete, and I just recently transferred here, and I absolutely have loved every single second on this campus being an LSU Tiger, and I'm so excited to bring my story to you guys and also just bring other student athletes, other volleyball players, and just many people involved in LSU athletics and bring their stories to you guys. I really wanted this podcast to be an opportunity for people to come in here and have a bit more of a casual conversation. I think that podcasts can be very intimidating, but I love having conversations and connecting with people, and I love hearing people's stories. And whether it's the struggles they've been through, mental health, body image, whether it's a funny story they have, I think that it's important to learn about the athletes off of their competitive stage, whatever that may be. And I thought that this would be a great platform to do so. So for this introductory episode, I wanted to give you guys a little insight into who I am, since I am, again, a newbie here to LSU. So I am 22 years old. I'm from Davenport, Iowa. I did my undergrad at University of Iowa. I played 4 years of volleyball there, and that was an amazing time. I wouldn't trade that time as a Hawkeye for anything. And then decided to enter the transfer portal, which I could do an entire episode on if people would like. Transfer portal is a crazy process, and I know that it's different for every athlete, but ended up having an amazing conversation with the coaches here, the volleyball coaching staff, and came on one visit here, didn't go on any other visits, and went back home and decided that this was the place for me, and came here, and it's felt like home ever since. It's definitely been tough leaving home. I'm a homebody. I'm a really big family girl, and leaving my family was so tough. So being here and being surrounded by the amazing people that LSU Athletics has for me, whether it's my coaching staff, my nutritionist, my trainer, my weight coach, I could keep going. They've all been amazing and made it feel like home. And I'm sure the other athletes I have on are going to say something similar. So it's been, again, an amazing experience here, and I've only been here for a couple months, and I will graduate in December with my master's degree after I finish my final season of collegiate volleyball, which makes me want to vomit, but is so exciting in so many ways as well. I guess a little bit more about me. I grew up dancing and playing basketball, so I loved coming here because I love the Tiger Girls. I love the women's basketball team. Obviously, coming from University of Iowa, there's some background with women's basketball, so was excited to come here and just be at a school where, kind of like at Iowa, women's athletics is so important here at LSU. And it's an amazing time to be here, an amazing time to meet these athletes and experience what it's like when a campus really invests in their women and the women athletes. So I just had a ESPNW event that they had for all of the female student athletes here, and meeting the people and meeting the vice president of ESPN and having these conversations, it's unreal the things that I've gotten to do in my couple of months here. And I just think that it's important that everyone knows all of the things that LSU does, because I think it's obvious media-wise and media coverage and NIL and all these things that you see, but all of the people that work hard behind the scenes, I think, also deserve their time. So I would also love to bring them on the podcast. I want to give people a platform to share all of the amazing things that they do and even the things that they've struggled with. So just my goal of this podcast. Another thing, I think I sort of touched on it. I would say that I want this podcast, again, the casual conversation, but I want to be able to dive into the things that aren't necessarily talked about. So I am a really big advocate for mental health. I'm a big advocate for therapy. and I think that that's something that some people still don't want to talk about. So again, with casual conversation, being able to have those tougher conversations, I think I want you all who are listening to understand that you aren't alone in what you're going through. I want you to understand that us athletes and coaches and whoever else I may have on this podcast, we are human and we all go through struggles. And I think that sometimes we tend to forget that and get wrapped up in the competition and in the sport. So I also want that to just be known about this podcast is I want it to be a comfortable and safe space. And I want to be able to have those conversations. And I want to be able to answer questions that listeners may have. And a question that when I had initially said that I was going to do a podcast, a question that I continued to get was why I chose LSU, which I think I dove into a bit. But my biggest reasoning for coming here was I wanted to get away from home. Even though that totally contradicts what I said earlier about loving home and my family. But being home for 4 years was amazing. But as I think everyone learns as they get older, and even just being an athlete in general, being uncomfortable is the only way you grow and get better. And I was extremely comfortable where I was. I knew a lot of people. I knew my way around. I was heavily involved and I was very comfortable, and it would have been very comfortable to stay another year. And I think that was essentially what drove me to enter the transfer portal. And it had absolutely nothing to do with my prior program or the people or anything with the university. I love everything about it and I will only say positive things. But with that being said, moving into my next university, I really wanted to look for a place that was gonna, I guess, level me up in a lot of ways. And the resources that they have here, whether it's from the podcast studio, from Taylor Jacobs and Mary Claire and NILSU, whatever it may be, to the amazing coaching staff. And I could feel like I could sit here and talk for hours about all of the amazing things at LSU. It just made it so apparent that this was the place to help me grow and become my best self. And I think that's what can be hard, is a lot of people want to look for the place that they can become the best athlete, which absolutely, I still believe this is the place for that. But I also wanted to look for the place that I can become my best self, because I am more than a volleyball player. I feel like I'm going to say that a lot on all of these episodes, is everyone on here is more than a volleyball player, more than an athlete, more than we're all more than that. And I felt like I could come here and really dive into all these different areas of myself and all of these different passions I have and learn more about them and grow in those areas, whereas I wouldn't have been able to do that at other universities. So with coming to a new place, which again, I said I've loved and it's been amazing, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was definitely a crazy time for me. I've lived in the same state for 22 years. So I've lived 45 minutes away from home. University of Iowa's campus was 45 minutes away from my parents' house. So I could go home and have dinner. I could go home and see my nephew and see my brother, and I could do all of that. So coming here and being 14 hours away. I know it's so funny to talk about for me because I'm 22 years old and I'm like, people do this like fresh out of high school. So it's been really interesting for me because I am older and I have matured and grown up so much, but it's still a tough transition to make no matter what age you are. And it was a tough transition being away from home, coming here where I don't need a parka. Like, I don't need a thick winter coat, which I know some people are going to say, well, oh man, sometimes it gets pretty cold down here. I don't think it does. I have yet, even when school was getting canceled, it was still pretty warm compared. I don't even want to say warm. It was cold, but I've experienced colder. So it was interesting coming down here and not needing a parka and all these hoodies and it's just such an interesting change weather-wise. I've been around the snow and the cold my whole life, which then everyone says, oh man, wait for summer, which I'm waiting. I feel like it's going to be tough, but we'll figure it out. So that was a really big shock for me. Also, just the people. I think that was something I guess I was nervous for, because I do think that Iowa nice or Midwest nice is a thing. And I heard that what's like Southern hospitality was a thing as well. And I was like, you know what? But Iowa nice is just, it's really nice. But wow, is Southern hospitality really, it might be better than Iowa nice. And that is really, really saying something for me. Like, I went into my first master's class for my graduate degree, and I walk into class and they find out I'm new and this is my first class and they all cheer. And then someone ends up inviting me over to their house and they're like, you ever need me to make any homemade meal you want, you come over and you can hang out with me. And I was like, wow, really? Like, people are so nice. And I wasn't expecting that. So things that you wouldn't know if you, things I wouldn't know if I wouldn't have moved out. So that was definitely something else I learned moving down here. I would say those were the two biggest things for me, was the weather and the people and the transition down here. But diving in more to the people, I guess that's a good way to move into my team and the volleyball team and my teammates here. I love them all so much. And they are part of the reason I chose to come here when I met them on the visit. I will combine the coaching staff in that. Coaching staff was a huge, huge reason I chose to come here. For those of you who don't know, our head coach, Tanya, is out of this world. And I asked during my recruiting process and in the transfer portal, I asked a lot of coaches that I knew, whether those coaches were previous coaches, whether they were coaches who have coached against me during my time at Iowa that I've made connections with. And I would ask all of these coaches I know their opinions on the staffs that I was having conversations with. And man, did Tanya just get overwhelmingly amazing. Like, I have never heard someone raved about so much. And as an athlete, and for me, I do want to be a collegiate coach. I want to be a Tanya or be a Jill or be any, I want to be on a collegiate volleyball staff. And hearing people talk about her the way they did was truly hard to turn down, hard to not want to come play for her. And after having those conversations with her and coming on a visit, it's such a cool thing. And you can always get a little nervous when you go somewhere, especially from the recruiting process, transitioning that over to actually becoming a player and being on the roster and getting coached by them in practice every day. They are the exact same. From Jill to Ashley Shook to Kevin to Blair, our director of ops, to Jared, everyone on our staff is amazing. And I could sit here, I could literally have an episode for each of them individually for how amazing they are. And can't say enough great things about them. I'm so, so happy I'm here with them. And then again, back to my teammates. They are so funny. They're so fun to be around. And I am just smiling every time I'm with them. And not only that, but it is just such a hardworking group of women. Like, everyone wants to get in the gym. Everyone wants to get extra reps. Everyone wants to get better. And I think that is so rare from what I've experienced, is having an entire team that wants to be in the gym and wants to get reps and wants to go to dinner that's not an assigned team dinner and wants to do all of these things and genuinely just enjoys each other's company. And granted, we've only been together for a couple of months, but it's just having a mature group of girls who genuinely love the game of volleyball and genuinely love each other. And it's such a refreshing thing to be around. And I am so grateful for each and every one of them. And I try to tell them that as much as I can. And I still don't think I tell them enough. And I appreciate them so much, because man, is being on a collegiate volleyball team tough sometimes, especially as a group of women. And I think a lot of female athletes can relate to that. So I am so, 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 so extremely grateful that they are the people that I met when I was on my visit, and they've stayed the same, and that they have helped me adjust and helped me get through all of the crazy transitions that come with coming to a new school. No matter the age, they've all been amazing and they've all helped me in more ways than I can even express. And I think, aside from the amazing people they are, they're just amazing athletes. And that's what gets me so excited, is being in the SEC and being able to compete with these girls. We have a spring match, and that's going to be, I don't even remember the date. There's so many things that are happening right now, but we have a spring match coming up at home, and that's going to be really exciting. But I think what I really am excited to see is to see how the LSU and just the volleyball community can rally around this amazing group of girls. And we have a foreign trip this summer that finally got announced. I think that's going to be huge for our team. But I do think that once season starts and all of our hard work is shown on the court, I think that we're really going to, you're going to want to be there. And I think that it's going to be a really special year. And I think everyone feels that from the coaching staff down. Our potential is crazy and all of us are willing to put in that work. And I can't wait for that to show come August. So exciting. Oh my gosh. I like could sit here and talk about them for so long. So yeah, that's a little bit about the volleyball team and the staff and the players. I would say that's mainly everything I wanted to touch on in this first episode. If there are any topics you would like me to touch on or another athlete to touch on or someone else in the LSU athletic department to touch on, please let me know. You can DM me. You can contact me in any way on social media that you can find. Also, let me know if there's anyone you would love to see on this podcast. And I'm going to start with volleyball, my teammates first, and then move into some other student athletes and coaches. So if there's anyone you would like to see, please let me know and I will do my absolute best to get them on here. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of Go Big with B. I'm so blessed to be here and to have the opportunity to have these conversations, and blessed that LSU is giving me the, again, opportunity and just the access to be able to have this platform. So that is the first episode of Go Big with B. Thank you for listening and I'll see you guys next time.